Yeah, man, you already know. We back in this motherfucker. This is House Talk brought to you by Grindhouse Syndicate. I am 314. I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm just shaking back. Y'all already know. If y'all was in Dallas this last weekend, this motherfucker was a vibe, man. I ain't gonna lie. From goddamn South Dallas to motherfucking North Dallas to West Dallas, everywhere. For real. Garland. Shit. Motherfuckers was just outside, you feel me? 420 was on Saturday. Smoking back to back to back to motherfucking back. Eating good all day. All my real motherfucking smokers know what I'm talking about. All gas. No bullshit. I don't think I was around nobody that smoked Reggie. No, I don't even know nobody who still smoke Reggie. Do y'all know motherfuckers who still smoke Reggie? They call it corn down here in Dallas. You feel me? That shit still Reggie. Regular Miller. You feel me? But yeah, man. And shit. Easter was on the motherfucking next day. Shit, so. Shit, I know a couple motherfuckers called off work Monday. I'm just motherfucking popping back. Jumping back. Yeah, man. I know y'all heard about YNW motherfucking Melly. If you ain't familiar with him, you know. Play a little clip of his music for y'all right quick. Yeah. Say you want someone. Hey. Hey. Okay. My whole motherfucking mentality. Yeah, let me turn this shit off before I go ahead and go somewhere else on y'all right quick. But yeah, basically, stay facing the motherfucking needle. No. For you retarded motherfuckers, there's the death penalty. Like they say back in motherfucking 1942. The goddamn chair. But yeah, man, he got Boosie lawyer, so shit. Boosie beat the shit, you know, if he found guilty, you know, free that man, you feel me? But I don't even like to talk about that shit. You know, there's a lot of Melly fans out here in the world, though, because he's a popular ass artist, you know. I actually like that motherfucking song I just got through playing called Split Personalities, featuring Kanye West, crazy ass. So yeah, that's a good combination for that song, but yeah, man, if you found guilty, like I said, free that man. Real talk. Yeah. But, shit. Somebody who ain't guilty is motherfucking Travis Scott. We already know. We finna have to come out of the bag. If y'all ain't heard, DJ Paul of 3-6 Motherfucking Mafia, the goddamn legendary group out of Memphis. Juicy J, Crunchy Black, affiliated Project Pat, goddamn, you already know. You ain't no motherfucking 90s baby, man. Get the fuck out the car. Real talk. But yeah. Yeah, man. Travis Scott, on his No Bystander song, sampled 3-6 Mafia, Tear the Club Up. If you don't know what that is, go do your research, man. Now, I ain't gonna lie, this shit do sound like it. When I first heard it, I was like, God damn, you feel me? Everybody sampling motherfucking 3-6 Mafia, they getting that bag, you feel me? So I'm thinking everything good, you feel me? Not that I'm up in these niggas' business, but I done heard Juicy J and DJ Paul, they both said they'll clear some samples, you feel me? Just talk to them, you feel me? Cut that check, you feel me? They do it all the time for known artists and underground artists, you feel me? But let's take a little listen to this No Bystanders. I'll tell y'all what party DJ Paul referring to when it come up. Pretty sure y'all know, y'all already know if y'all 90s babies. Fuck the club up. Fuck the club up. Yeah, that part right there. Now, you feel me? Like I said, let me go ahead and play the motherfucking Tear the Club Up from 3-6 Mafia back in the day. I'm pretty sure motherfuckers are already like, yeah, that shit sounds just like that. Let me go ahead and... There we go. Okay then, man, you already can hear that shit, you know, sound alike. Nah, you feel me? I ain't trying to know, be no instigating ass nigga. I just report the shit, you feel me? I don't make the shit up, you feel me? I don't make the news, I just break the shit, bitch. You feel me? But you feel me? Hey, get that man his money at the end of the day. You already know he gonna clear the sample all day. Humble ass nigga when it comes to the samples. Just get a motherfucking nigga his bag. Real talk. At the end of the day. We gonna finna go ahead and get to the excuse me, goddamn. I told you I'm just bouncing back. We finna go and get to the first song of the day. Who is this? Money Bo. Coach Put Me In featuring Nave Manho and Lil Henny. I think I said your name right, bro. But yeah, go and check this shit out.
Coach put me in. I remember them days he ain't put me in. Coach put me in. I remember them days he ain't put me in.
Stop talking like you cool with me. Same motherfuckers hating went to school with me. I'm still the same hood nigga, you can Google me. I been rapping little nigga, this ain't new to me. Been waiting on my chance since the 10th grade. Remember? So many dead faces got a bill of grade. And I had to skip school just to get paid. Get know a lot of shit changed, but I stayed the same. Remember that? Remember? Roger that? Check. Tommy Hill figure with the polo hat. God. It's a throwback, tell her baby throw it back.
Throw it back.
Center of attention like the quarterback. I throw the money up, she told me give me that. It's money boy, I'm everywhere the money at.
Facts.
They hate on us,
hate us.
They wait on us. Put me in, coach, bet I run the numbers money up.
Bro. Coach put me in. I remember them days he ain't put me in. Coach put me in. I remember them days he ain't put me in.
Coach put me in. It's your mind, your money, but when yeah, we back again. She brought a friend, I hit a friend, we in a Sprinter van. On 95, going live, we the money guys. Deal with this again, I got a list of friends. I got one, I got two, I got six of them. I got seven, got eight, and now it's ten of them. Hotel lobby looking like I let the city in. Popped up at the bed, I had to get it in. Everything I got, it came from hustling. It wasn't easy, out the rip, I had a muscle in. Started from the bottom, so there's no way they can tell me shit. I will never tell the story what my cousin did. He got into it with the coach, cause he ain't put me in. Now he pop up at the shows, be like, who is this? Whole squad going crazy, we ain't new to this.
Coach put me in. I remember them days, he ain't put me in. Coach put me in. I remember them days he ain't put me in.
Hey coach, I bet you regret that shit now. Remember, it's a team game. Can't win by yourself. To build an empire, you need a team.
Yeah, man, that was Money Bo. Coach Put Me In, featuring Lil Henny and Nave Manjo. I don't know my nigga name, bro. You feel me? This nigga sound like he Puerto Rican, Mexican. Goddamn, he, shit, he may be Native American with a goddamn name like that. Money Bo, what's your dude name, man? For real. What's your dude name, man? Real talk. Yeah, man, that shit was slapping though. I ain't gonna stun you. I was eating on that motherfucker. I'm gonna have to throw that bitch in the mix when I'm working out or some shit. Put me in the motherfucking game, coach. You been slacking. I got in this bitch, now you see me shining. Yeah, man, we finna get into this random ass news though. This is always some random ass shit that we gotta know about. Just got to. That motherfucking Terrence Crawford. He defeated Amir Khan. If y'all saw the fight, it was some bullshit. The bitch got stopped in like the fourth or fifth round. I don't remember. I was, you know, high as a motherfucker. I would have stayed my ass at the crib. I didn't motherfucking saw my nigga Jay Hayes at the bar. You know, motherfuckers had the big ass TVs on there. So I'm like, they showing the fight? He like, yeah, man. You feel me? So I slid up there. Fuck around. Get up there. Fuck around my villain niggas. Make sure you go fuck with the villains, by the way. If you in Dallas, Fridays at Prime, Saturday. And motherfucking Pink Lounge. Go turn up with my nigga. Get a goddamn bottle or two. Bring them bad bitches. Hey, and them hustlers. Make sure y'all in the building. Yeah. But yeah, man, I would stay my ass at the motherfucking crib, man. Real motherfucking talk. Some bullshit. Feeling just like Paul George right now. Goddamn me. When Lillard hit that goddamn shot. And this is what he had to say in response to it.
And you defended it about as well as you can. At some point, you gotta let a guy shoot that, don't you? And just live with the results?
Yeah. I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says. That's a bad shot.
Nigga, why you mad, bro? Get that man his motherfucking props, bro. You a sore motherfucking loser, nigga. I fuck with you, PG. You feel me? But come on, man. You know you got your ass bust, bro. He bust your ass, real talk. Hit your ass. Just like Bun B hit that nigga in the motherfucking shoulder who tried to break into his motherfucking house or do whatever the fuck he tried to do. He was really finna show your ass why he called the Underground King, young nigga. Real talk. You better be motherfucking lucky that bitch went 6-7 inches lower to the motherfucking right or to the left, depending on what shoulder your punk ass got hit in. Real talk. Shout out to my nigga Bun B though, man. Real motherfucking talk. Fuck the goddamn Broward County police or whatever. You know, for beating the fuck out that little teenager or whatever. Cause I was watching the motherfucking video and I don't know. Did somebody tell me if I'm tripping or not? Cause it looked like blood was dripping down that down the little nigga's mouth. Like drool, blood. I don't know. So these motherfuckers need to be fired. He need to get he need to get that bag. It's some young Rodney King shit. If y'all ain't paying no motherfucking attention, you feel me? It's Rodney King all over again, you feel me? He just ain't motherfucking 30, 40 years old. But nigga, when you get that money, cause I know you finna get that shit, make sure you invest that shit. Goddamn me. Then Rodney King blew his shit or some shit. But yeah, rest in peace, Rodney King. I think he died not too long. Shit, she looking stupid as a motherfucker out here because he dragging her ass goddamn every week on the motherfucking Instagram. And this shit be funny as a motherfucker because he a cancer and them motherfucking cancers like myself, we just don't give a fuck, man. So yeah, go on and pay my nigga. Give him his motherfucking money, man. Girl, your ass look retarded. Real shit, making songs and motherfucking videos and shit. You look stupid, girl. I ain't gonna stunt, man. Pay that man for you motherfucking get yourself in the motherfucking a lot more motherfucking shit. 30 bands, come on. I know you got it. Oh shit, now it's like 60, 70, huh? But yeah, we finna get into this motherfucking new shit. Four Zones by me, 314. Featuring J Bodega. Shout out motherfucking New Wave ENT. Grindhouse Syndicate.
Hey, you wanna get high, man?
That's how they do. They got wooden balls, man.
I got a joint here, man. Special occasion.
They don't fire up.
Hey, I hope the drums don't mess up your upholstery, man.
Nah, I'm in a band too, man.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm a lead singer, man.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, we play everything.
burnt off syndicate.
Yeah. I just count four zones. Now it's time to get them gone. Yeah, they ringing my phone. Cause the pack's so strong. I just snatched four zaps. Rolling up at the pack. Never slipping, never lack. Strapped up, that's a fact. Fuck on your bitch cause I'm rich. She licking and sucking my dick. I ain't no killer, but please do not push me cause you fuck around and get hit. My niggas, they hustle like Mitch. When it comes to this rap shit, I spit. If I gotta do better, I'ma ride by myself cause most of these niggas gon' snitch. Bitches say I'm so rude. Guess it's just my attitude. Told her going to eat the dick. I'm giving out free food. Stopping the bag, that's not an option. They looking and watching, we smoking good. Bottle popping. DJ play my shit. I'm Rich the Kid, plug walking. If you feeling froggy, my nigga gone and get the hopping. Yeah, I walk in the club and I'm full of that. I keep a cup and it's full of that. These niggas talking and capping and flexing and flossing, I know that they full of that. Studio trapping, who got the pack? I hit the booth, you know it's crack. We pulling up Hennessy, don't show no sympathy. I treat these bitches just like the Mac.
I took a little break, bitch, now I'm back. They snooze too long, trying to give them crack. The choice on chrome, 20 poses at. You see me a zombie, no time to lag. Bash these bitch, tears on the bell snap. Trying to catch this way, catch a heart attack. The Glock stay with me, no paper route. Raised in the 90s, no fighting, you know it's at the shooting route. I fucked on your bitch, then I threw her out. Stop 12, the light took a different route. He get behind me, sport mode, skirt, I'm gone. Bug dagger out, new way, we stay on some cash shit. I'm booming and bucking, four phones, they jumping. I serve you in public, ain't dodging shit. Blows my dog, been counterfeit. Say blowing this cookie, smoke out the zip. She all on my tip, she love the drill. She play with my tip and tell drill. Whoa, and all I know is get dope. My uncle King on that stove. I broke the pots and the bowls when Migos sent me that low. The West be out of control. Got fans tapping my phone. I had to switch up the lines. These apps, I gotta keep going. It's dang.
Shows the moment that this man, who was pretending to be a rideshare driver, started to rob the woman you see there. This is an elevator in her apartment complex in Maryland. The woman says she got in his car thinking it was her ride. She didn't want to go on camera. That's why her face is blurred out. But she said she did notice one warning sign right off the bat.
A car pulls up and I get into a car. He just said, you know, your address is not registering, which should have been alarm bell number one.
Well, when she got home, the man demanded payment, even though she had paid through the app. He ended up following her into the elevator where he tried, right there you can see, taking her purse. She then says the driver followed her to her apartment and forced his way in.
I was almost able to close the door shut, but he managed to push himself through the door and proceeded to rob my apartment.
And he did get away with some things, her purse, jewelry. Police are looking for him, so be careful.
Now, what would you do? You came to mama house. You feel me? Stop by for a little minute. Or just got off work, you feel me? Walked in, saw your girl. No, either one of them tell you that shit happened to him. Nigga gonna be mad as a bitch. Run to the closet. Load up that 30 clip. What he look like? Yeah, motherfucker gonna be mad for real. So I advise all you females, if y'all out here catching Ubers and shit, and y'all don't really know the Uber driver, cause you know, y'all might know a friend or a family member who driving Uber, and they shit might pop up and you take the ride. And you know, 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna know the Uber driver. So take you some motherfucking mace. Shit. A taser. Goddamn Billy Club. Shit. Just be on your toes. You just got to. Shit. You can't even motherfucking catch a ride nowadays without a motherfucker trying to be on some fuckboy shit. So yeah, just be careful. Keep your little protection on you women. Cause y'all already know y'all more vulnerable than us men out here. Some of us anyway. Some of these niggas bitch made, but no. Of course, you know, they gonna target women because they, you know, more vulnerable. You already know. But yeah, if we can get into this old school shit, you feel me? DJ Yola, I ain't gonna let up. I know y'all know about this. I know y'all know about this shit right here. Y'all don't know about the shit right here. Get the fuck out the car. Real talk.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Loyola. Yeah. You already know. Yeah. Self-made. Yeah. ATM. Yeah. Y'all been told, but I gotta keep me a big bankroll. Yes, a fat bag of that stick and some bad ass hoes. So when I step out on the scene, suckers already know the story. Start talking about my clothes. You see, I'm pimped out. Come try to knock me for my hoes. I'm a real nigga, so I ain't gon' buy them Eddie Goes. I ain't gon' trick out with that bitch, and I ain't gon' hang around my foes. I'ma get money, nigga. So fuck it, I kick some doors. Hit the block like the sun and get rid of all the snow. You can call me a dun, cause of the way I flow. I'm a good role model, just look at me as a pro. Kiss the gutter, raise me, so it's gutter till I gutter. Till no suckers hate me, you can see it in they eyes. When I come around, they frown, they wanna let me down. And when I leave, the bosses talk about me like a clown. But I don't give a fuck.
Shout out to motherfucking DJ Yola for making a motherfucking street classic, motherfucking hood classic. And if you don't know what that shit is, get the fuck out the car once again, man. Real talk. That shit just took a nigga all the way back. 05, 06, whenever that shit was made. Hey, took a nigga all the way back to the days in St. Louis. Just posted outside, you feel me? Cooler, you feel me? Doing what the fuck I do. My partners, fat ass box of Chinaman in one hand, stupid ass, dumb ass vest soda in the other. But yeah, we finna get into this top five, some shit that I just turn up to as soon as it come on. Shit, just get a nigga live. You know, I might throw this shit on before I hit the club just to help a nigga out. Lil Nas X, you still on my motherfucking list. I don't know what Dave East talking about. I'm still taking my horse out to the Old Town Road and riding that bitch till I can't no more. Yeah. That shit turn a nigga up. You feel me? I don't give a fuck what you say, man. That Old Town Road, you feel me? It ain't gotta be no rap shit, goddamn Dave East. You feel me? We fuck with you too, Dave East. Get that man his motherfucking props. It ain't gotta be no 100% rap shit. It's a mix of rap and country, like he said. Get that man his just dudes. Lil Nas X, man. Number five on the list. Number four is YG. Stop motherfucking snitching. Go check out the new video. Quit being so goddamn controversial, cause my nigga got some slavery scenes in that bitch. Like y'all ain't never seen Django or no other shit out here. Shout out to motherfucking YG. These bitch ass niggas out here working with the feds. Once again, these bitch ass niggas out here working with the feds, getting off on that fuck shit. And yeah, I'm just trying to tell y'all, stop snitching. Next on the motherfucking list, number 3, Rockstar, DJ Hit That, featuring the baby, Go Yayo. Yeah, going baby on baby on some hood fame shit with this one. The Mayo motherfucking Dallas, you got one, boy. I ain't gonna lie, y'all niggas need to come together, cause I know the baby, he gonna be back in Dallas some goddamn time. So y'all niggas go ahead and cook some shit up, get a little video going. Yeah, what's next on the list? Migos, DJ Mustard, Pure Water. Hey, man. Mustard, you so motherfucking cold with them beats. I ain't gonna stunt, man. I need a beat, man. Real talk. I got $400. Two 12 packs of chicken noodles. And shit. Shit, I guess you can get shit. Just half a blunt I got. You just let me get a 2-minute beat, my nigga. Real talk. I make that motherfucker sound so good, bro. And the chicken noodles, they don't expire to December, nigga. Nah, but for real, man, I need a beat, though, man. Let me get a beat, Mustard. We gonna fuck around and work one day, though. Yeah, but Mustard. Mustard, motherfucking Zaytoven, and motherfucking Metro. Them the three motherfucking top producers of this generation, bro. I ain't gonna stunt, man. You, hey. Quit sleeping on them, man. You ain't never heard of DJ Mustard, Zaytoven, and Metro Boomin. Where the fuck is you at? Last but not least, this shit right here. Y'all gotta go Google this. Kari Fox, Leave Me Alone. KARIFOX. Leave Me Alone. Hey, the girl got a badass song, man. Smoke you a blunt. Listen to that shit. Real talk. Matter of fact, smoke you a blunt and listen to all 5 of them motherfuckers. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, YG, Stop Snitching, Rockstar, DJ Hit That featuring the baby and Go Yayo. Migos, Mustard, Pure Water, Kari Fox, Leave Me Alone. It's my top 5. Yeah. Gotta get into some shit that's gonna make y'all laugh. I know y'all run across Instagram all day. See all type of funny shit. So I guess somebody.
Did you really snatch an 86-year-old woman's purse?
She wants to hurt me. And the bitch don't even know me. I hope that they beat her ass. Some of the women in prison beat her ass every day for long as she's in there.
Some people might say that's harsh.
Well, so what she did to me was even worse. I'm supposed to feel sorry for that bitch. I don't.
Granny ain't playing no motherfucking games out here, man. She keeping it all the way 100, all the way gutter. The camera on her. She ain't giving no fucks. She like Chris Tucker off Money Talks. Y'all asked to interview me. I ain't keeping motherfucking shit. PG. I'm keeping all the way rated R. Fuck her. She tried to steal my purse. Tried to run off with my bingo cards, my teeth and my hot sauce, and my credit cards. Let me leave Granny alone, though, man. Why the fuck is y'all robbing old women? You a goddamn woman, by the way. Robbing another woman? So if somebody robs you, woman, how the fuck would you feel? It's usually men doing this shit, by the way. I never heard of a woman robbing another woman for her purse. Every time I heard about a woman purse being snatched or saw it on a movie or a TV show, it was a fucking guy. Goddamn. Have a little compassion and sympathy and empathy. Whatever motherfucking word you gotta put in that goddamn situation. She a woman. You feel me? Empathy. You feel me? Okay, yeah. I'm high right now. You feel me? Yeah, woman. Shit. I bet you if Granny could squirt with her ass right now, she'd beat the fuck out of her ass. I promise you she would. I bet you if Granny was 40 years younger, she'd dog her ass. Real talk from the way she talking. Granny would beat the fuck out of her ass. Y'all know. But we finna ride out until the motherfucking sunset. For this motherfucking week's episode, man. Finna ride out on my horse, hit the old town road. But before I go, I'ma leave y'all with a quote from the late great Tupac Afeni Shakur. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Now, if you don't know what that means, open up your third eye and you shall find the answer. No, but I talk to y'all next week, man. Grindhouse Syndicate House Talk 314.